where I go to different places and I find all the mosques.
We should do mosques in Europe and then just do the tour that way.
Okay. Let me just let like this summer, yeah, when I find my job to fund all this fund.
To fund everything.
Because I've realised that the money, yeah. When I find my job, I'm good. All I have to do is book off time from work. I don't even care because, like, it is what it is. I've got to live my life.
You got to live your life. You can't come and kill yourself.
So
there's not an element of suffering in my being.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. I've actually decided.
Yeah, it's not normal. It's not my nature.
Why should I have to suffer, please?
So we could do, like, mosques of Europe tour. That is great.
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
We could start off with the...
Europe and North Africa or something.
Just let me know when. Just let me know the plan. I'm there. I'm ready.
I'm good.
Okay, I should really get
all the way down. So, Soz, I'm literally just opening
the drive.
Yeah. Opening up. It's been a minute. Oh my gosh. I've let it be like. I was going to do papu and then I was going to go. And then it just became. Which is the Afrobeats version.
Okay.
What do you mean can't refresh your network? I am connected. You better show up because I don't have time.
You're listening to
This is season five, and to be honest, the way these seasons work, someone has to figure it out for me, because it's literally just go on break, go on holiday, call it a new season. This is going to be the finale of this season. It's just that season.
Sorry,
I updated it.
Okay, because I was gonna say.
Is that new stuff? Updated. So this is season five. The only reason it's a new season is because we just changed the format just a little bit, a tiny tod.
Smidgen.
We just was like, do you know what I love? I like the fact that we're not limited to anything. It's all about experimenting and finding out what's fun. If it's not fun, I don't really want to do it anymore. So it's got to be fun. It's got to be new. It can't get tedious.
Yeah, got to keep it fresh.
And sometimes we're not actually plugged in on current affairs, so it's like,
can we do current
what happened
affairs?
This week?
Like, we have to find out what happened. It's like, I feel like I'm always half plugged in. It's just which half am I plugged into?
Like, but then the thing is, like, your brain, like, so lately I've been plugged in the music and the creative scene, mm-hmm. just because that's like where I'm dipped in at the moment. And so it's like, I know what's going on music and creatively, like, I know. You know, who's doing what, who's just dropped an album, who's doing this, who's
really?
On who's doing promotion. Yeah, because it's like you have to kind of be aware of what's going on,
I guess. In the culture.
So it's like, especially if you're creating, like, who's going to be around, who's not going to be around, who's doing this, who's got access to that. So creative wise and also, like, how to pronounce people's names right. More time, I just keep quiet now. I let everyone in the room just be
introduce
like
themselves.
Yeah, because I realised I'll say something and they'll be like, who? Like, oh, okay, fun fact, we was talking about something at work and I was like, the great Khalid. And so
who's this?
That's what she said. She was like, do you read it as the great Khalid? And I was like, yeah, like, it's the great Khalid on all of his instas. So, and she was like, and it just Khalid. And I was
Khalid.
See?
Hold on. The great Khalid.
His Insta's the great Khalid. His Twitter's the great Khalid. So I thought his name...
But his name is Khalid.
His stage name was the great Khalid.
Oh.
So I read it and I was like, you know, this is the great Khalid. And she was like... And then I was like, Khalid, because, like, it's an Arabic name.
Yeah, that's how you
like,
know how to pronounce
the great
it.
Khalid. Like, I'm never going to read Khalid and be like, Khalid. I'm never going to do that.
DJ Khalid.
DJ Khalid, yeah. But it's still, like, DJ Khalid, like...
you can't let it go, mate.
I can't let it go. I thought she was pulling me up on the Arabic. So I was like, what, you don't... How do you say Khalid then? And she was like... Khalid. And I was like, oh, she was like, yeah, but no, it's not that. It's the fact that you say the great. And I was just like,
oh,
it's the great everywhere. Like, I didn't know. And she was like, no, it's just Khalid. I was like, okay, it's better to know now than to meet him. But like, oh, hi, the great.
I'm so glad to meet you, the great.
I'm so glad, like, I look like a non-fan, but it's like, fair enough, you don't want to expose that you're non-fan, but it's also the fact that, like,
you just look unprofessional.
You should know who you're talking to. But I had no rhyme or reason to ever think that.
But even though his stuff is the great Khalid, he's always come across as Khalid.
I know. But then, like, even... So I had to put a list of acts going on tour in the next 6 months.
Yeah.
And so that's what I was doing. I was, like, looking for all the acts. And when I say looking for all the acts, I was, like, looking for the acts I care about. I did try to look for, like, non-acts that I care about. Non-NIMS care about acts. But they were just so hard to find. I was like, I'm really not going to look at Rock. Because, like, I don't even feel like... I just don't feel like we do anything in rock. And if you now tell me, okay, come up with something around this, I'll just be like...
No.
Where do I even start? So I had to do what I knew, so that if anyone tried, like, ask me questions, I'd be like, yeah, you know, hip-hop, yeah, you know, black culture, woo.
The stuff I know.
It's
where I belong.
So I did it. And then so I had to experience it. I was like, I did try to find non...
You're gonna have to edit your underscarf coming out from the top. Just so you don't have to edit it. Just so you don't have to edit it later.
Just pull the top up.
Yeah, pull the top up. Yeah.
I was freaking.
Sorry, guys. It's gonna be hell out here. Good luck up your sisters.
Thanks. I'll do another up button. I hate doing buttons, but
cool.
Just a button up.
Cool.
That modest. You know what? The easiest thing to do is to lower this hijab.
That helps.
For real.
That helps.
Look at modesty, guys. Look at modesty. There was no... You need to check for me.
No,
mama, would you like to start with? Because fashion.
Yeah, man. Fashion.
Now I'm going to do the button. I really hate buttons. Yeah. Assalamu alaikum, guys. We're back.
We're back.
That was like a whole podcast on modesty.
Yeah.
That was it. There was nothing else to say.
Just wrap it.
Okay, cool.
Cool, yeah.
That was the end.
Cool, mashallah. Anyway, I just cut you off in the middle of your thing, sorry.
No, I was just running about work and Axe on tour and how excited I am because it's like,
cool.
Axe are going on tour. I've always said this thing where, like, I don't want to be just a fan because, like, there's really no benefit for me Islamically. Like, there's nothing, like, not even just Islamically. Like, use Islam as the basis for my logic. So when I say Islamically, I also kind of like low-key mean logically. It's like being just a fan is, there's only so much I can fan. I technically can't really stan your music all the time because I'm aware that it's wrong.
Yeah.
So you know those days when you're like on a music break, there's nothing for me to feed off of now. And then on top of that, like, I can't really just stan you for the way you appear. Like, obviously, like, I like a lot of people, and this is gender neutral appearance. I'm not talking about, like, oh, just men, just women. I feel like you can't really stand people. Like, in Ramadan, I was just off. Like, I was just like, oh, man, can't be posting these topless pics. Can't be posting this. Like, Meg Thee Stallion came. I was like, I really want to do this with you.
Yeah, Meg.
I really want to do this with you.
I didn't really, like, she's very new on the scene, I think, from what I'm seeing. And then people are like, oh, this album's hot. I'm just like, this is the month I'm going to listen to this album.
This I didn't even want to, like, listen to the album. I just really wanted to be involved in this Hot Girl Summer movement. I just felt like...
I feel like I'm still
I need
involved,
context.
Man.
Yeah, I'm still looking. I was like, I need context. I need understanding, so I'm not a beg. But I want to champion it with you. Like, I really want to be pumped. But I just thought...
It's Ramadan. The time was so off.
It was so off. And I was just so like... Off. That's what I was like. Everyone's being ratchet and I really want to join in. I really want...
You see the look in the best eyes.
Like, Hot Girl Summer just sounds like my movement. Yeah, like, it's just like...
City Girl Summer as well. Everyone's like, City Girl Summer, Hot Girl Summer. I'm just like, yeah. But Ramadan. And this is like, this is the wrong time to be like... Do you know what I mean?
I feel like
now I can load it up, but still, I'm still coming out of Ramadan. I was just like...
Yeah, now people are dropping, like, the videos of Meg, and I'm, like, watching them. And then I'm just like, okay. Like, before, I'd just be, like, coming up the timeline, just scrolling stuff, which is really bad. Like, this is no progress. This is regress. But, you know, win some, you lose some. But more time, I felt like I couldn't really get involved in, like, a lot of, like, the cultural aspects because, like, I can't 100% stand.
Indulge, yeah.
Yeah, like, you can't 100% indulge. And that's what I felt. So I've always wanted to, like, get involved in things, but not from the music aspect, but from, like, the creative element. So, like, poster design or, like, planning your day, like, content creation, like, you know, like, those people that come on YouTube and they have, like, artists on their YouTube channel and collaborations. Like, I just felt like that's where you get involved with the human side of them and not necessarily...
That's interesting.
Yeah, I like
the artist side. I like the visuals and, like, the persona.
I like the artist. I like the visuals and the persona, and I don't mind getting involved with the artist, but I feel like what the artist, the product, is what isn't always...
Like, yeah, it's a bit...
Like,
wary.
I like Future... But I don't like Future's product. And I only like Future just because of, like Future's entertaining. Like, I just feel like...
He's a Twitter person. Like, you just discuss Future. Like, Future. He's just some... He's like almost
I can't be like, I'm a Future listener. Yeah, this is the thing. So I'm not going to be like, I listen to Future because I actually don't.
I don't, yeah.
But I feel like as the visual artists and the social embodiment of Future, like, what I found it quite entertaining. I love the memes. I love the baby mama drama. I love it all. I'm just like, Future did it again. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But to be like, I'm a Future fan. I'm a Future, like, I'm not in the product. And so that's like how, I don't know if I've explained it well, but that's the differentiation.
I was gonna say, it's like, no, the people that I like.
Like Bobby Shmurda.
Yeah, it's just about the
Shmurda. I really love the hat at, like, thing, the, but I wasn't the, involved in the product.
Yeah. Who else do I like? Oh, everyone I like, I do actually like the product.
Rihanna. I like her and the product.
Rihanna is a mood. I feel like Rihanna's actually a mood at the moment. Really, like, I feel like the product. She's
because there's just so much more products now. Like, before it was like, oh, just the music, but now
she's,
it's
such
like
a vibe.
Makeup, clothes. Sis. Like, Rihanna just giving me. Sis. She's like, be halal.
This is the person that, if I got to like collaborate with, I think I'm gonna pick Rihanna. Obviously, there's Beyonce, but I feel like Rihanna's putting out stuff. She's just a whole.
Is that
entire,
you?
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, okay,
I'm over there. She excites me. Now I'm just like, oh, Rihanna. Do you know what I mean? Like, come to London. I'll travel to the outside of London for you, sis. We could be friends. Like, this could work. If you ever see this, like, just don't be afraid to holler at us, okay?
Cool. I love Rihanna's products. I just feel like there's so much you can do with Rihanna. And I, like, so I was tweeting about the fact that I love the building element rather than, so when you go from
you're
A
like,
to B.
You're the dash.
I love the dash.
I read I
love
that the, I don't, I was like, yeah, like, never it's a dash.
Like, you can be like, this is the issue. Or this is what we're trying to do. This is our brand. This is me. I'm trying to get to over there. I'm not really interested in you. I'm not really interested in over there. I'm literally getting, like, okay, how are we gonna get you over there? What are we gonna do to get you over there? Like, and I feel like Rihanna just gives me so much dash. Like, okay, like, album aside, cool, can't really do much because I don't know much about production and music, fine. I can only tell you how to brand and package and market it. That's not as fun for me because it's just like there's not so many elements I can get myself really involved in. But like fashion, it's like
the fashion,
yeah, like there's just so many moving parts. And then you look at her furniture product and you see the fact that she has included, you know, mannequins of,
I love the mannequins,
realistic, and you're thinking, sis, like, you blow my mind. Imagine, like, you're just there, like,
I'm like, just like, every time I see Rihanna on my timeline or my feed, it's like, yes, I don't know what it is, but yes, I see Bagger, and I now follow her, it's like, Bagger, yes, I know I'm gonna like it. Even like, you know,
and then when she does the videos, it's like personality, it's like, I'm a real person, I'm relatable, like, I'm rolling my eyes at something, I'm like, oh, you're giving me all the right energy, sis. And I'm just, even when she's naked sometimes, I'm just like, hi, B. Like, this is all part of your package. I'm accepting it now.
Yeah,
like
she wore this pink, this very bright pink dress with the braids and the bright pink lipstick. I was like, yes, I'll probably never wear this. This is a mood. This is
you. This is now. Now you're telling me, how can I rework this? Because this is the challenge.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, sis, I get it. What things do you have in your Rihanna package in this new Fenty?
That can take.
That I'm, okay, I like this suit jacket. $500, not a problem. When I buy it, I will buy it with my chest. I'm going to buy this. You know,
I've already
gone
through Fenty. I've already gone through Fenty. I'm like, yeah, I like this. And like,
there's one particular, it's the dress. You know the suit dress?
The one that's like out and in. And it's like,
that's a fantastic blazer for me. That is a fantastic blazer.
Great
for me.
Great, think alike.
I know exactly what I'm going to do with that. There's no thing, exactly, I can't wear this. How am I going to wear this?
Yeah.
And Rihanna gives me a lot of how. And it's like, you can break the rules because she's breaking the rules. So she's not telling you have to wear it how I told you to wear it.
Exactly.
Rihanna, hire me, man. I'm ready. Let's do this.
We can work together. I think there's so much potential. I just think this, I don't know,
I can't
even go
myself
wrong. Like, this just works.
I left Muslim too and I've just been sky high. Like,
oh,
woo-hoo,
my gosh. This, okay, you know, with the whole, this whole Umm Abdullah Hasnat blah, blah, blah scandal, yeah?
Adjustments.
First of all, I've actually was upset to read and hear about all this stuff, but it just reaffirmed. The first thing I have remembered, is how you said, I've signed out of Muslim Twitter, I've signed out of Muslim socials. It just makes sense. Obviously, it made sense before, but like, it just reaffirmed how much it makes sense. Muslim socials.
I think people be like, how do I unsubscribe? And I'm like, I'm full. That's what I was like. I am forward thinking. I've been telling you, man.
Yeah, when I saw that tweet, and I was like, Nima has been saying this from the beginning.
I said, engaging in trauma. Please just listen to me. Like, I will save you so much time. If you listened to me last year, you would be a year ahead. Like, I see people tweeting, like, oh, I can't believe this. I'm so shook. People are at relationship goals. First and foremost, I'm not soz. I don't know if it's like some bouginess that I associate with scholars, but I just feel like if a scholar is too over familiar, or if a sheikh or anyone, I feel like I'm too over familiar with them, or they're giving me too much content, I immediately retreat, because I'm just like,
really,
I don't understand.
What about
beyond
like
Islamic stuff. So if I'm seeing too much into your life, I'm seeing you do this, do that, and I'm feeling like
I don't really follow. I don't go on like my socials to follow.
Like, I don't want to see sheikhs like and scholars doing influencer. Like, yeah. Why are you doing that for? Like, 100 retweets and we're going to do... Like, I'm not saying anyone said that, but I just feel like...
I'm not saying you can't do it. That's your own, but, like, I know...
I personally am not engaging in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like, I don't go on Twitter for... to see, like, what did Mufti Meng eat this morning? Like, I love Mufti Meng. Like, may Allah, like, increase him, do you know what I mean? But, like, it's just not my business. Neither do I go onto Instagram... to see what this other person did. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, just give me the reminder and go. Like,
that's exactly it. Give me a reminder and go.
And, like, if you want to be a person, then rebrand elsewhere. Like, I don't know. It's just a lot. Don't get me wrong. If Mufti Meng wants to do up influencer YouTube channel, I probably will subscribe and I probably would watch it. But is that compartmentalizing in your brain where it's just like, it's too much? You're giving me too much now. I don't know what to do.
I don't need Mufti Meng doing up influencer. Like, I just don't need... Like, I don't mind Mufti Meng when he does, like, his little challenges and he's skyscraping and he's doing these things because
it's
like...
It's just cute.
He's inserting little bits of humanity and reality into the... which I feel like allows you to engage with him on a personal level. But when you're doing up, this is the intimate... Like, this is how we relate inside the house. This is the... Like, if Mufti Meng start doing vlogs with his wives, I will sign out. This is when I'd be like...
It. Like, I wouldn't dislike it, but, like...
I was saying tomorrow, I was like, it. I have problems with when Mufti Meng does eye contact on live. Like, first of all, I don't even log into his lives because I just feel like he's going to read me. But, like,
I don't follow Mufti Meng on Instagram.
I follow him on Instagram, but I don't even think I engage. Like, when he does eye contact in his videos, I feel like he's telling me off. So I don't even... But, like, this is not even commenting on, like, the whole situation. It's just, in general, I didn't subscribe to them because I just didn't like...
I didn't like that stuff.
I don't like people that I feel like I should go to for... religious, you know, because I just feel like if you're gonna tell me something Islamically and I'm looking at it and I'm like, but weren't you the one doing this? Like, anything that allows me to go, but didn't you do this just the other day, automatically undermines anything you're gonna say.
Yeah,
so it's not, I'm not, so, and on top of that, I don't do gins, so I was never ever going to watch any of those videos.
£400 for concessions. Wow. When the Quran and the Sunnah comes free, but
I don't know anything about the problem. All I know is
when I started looking into it, it's actually
it's really mad. Like, I saw it as like he's got a second wife. I was like,
that was the first layer.
Couldn't care less.
Yeah, like there's real eyes. Why is it
people still talking about this?
When people start packaging this left, right, centre, I was like, wow.
I read one thread.
This is a mess.
I was like, okay, time to tap out. Time to tap out.
I actually watched the video.
I refused,
and I was like, wow, this is a mess.
Oh, okay, no, I watched two videos, but 10 seconds each. Like, it was like one video of one of the people in the video, because at first I was like, what? One of the people in the video, like, crying, or one of the, it was basically two women. I watched both of the women's videos. One woman was like crying. I was like, cool, I'm not even like, I tapped out of that video because I was like, I'm already feeling a type of way, and I don't know what I'm going to gain. And I just thought to myself, like, the way everyone was acting, the first thought that came to myself, I'm not even like spiritually inclined like that, but it was just like, Nims, you don't even want to chop out these sins. Like, you don't even want to put your own and collect sins with these people, because I just felt like,
in what sense?
In that everybody came to come and even do ha ha ki, or come and see this, or did it, like, everyone came to come, you know, like collective
speculation,
gossip. And I just saw it and I was like, this stinks. You know, and I thought to myself, I actually don't want to put my own and then be part of the package.
I tried that so many times. So it was brought up, it was all over my feed, and then it was brought up in group chat, and I was just like, what's going on? And I was like, yeah, actually, I don't want to know. But I just slipped and I watched this video on YouTube, and I started, and then I was just like, wow, like, this is insane. Like, this is a mess. Like, this is why you just check out of Muslim socials. Like, why are Muslims such an embarrassment on the internet? Like, why are we like this?
Mind my business. I was looking, I think the whole thing is a mess, and the whole thing was definitely,
it's Muslims that wear the, sorry, I just cut you off.
Mm-mm.
It's Muslims who like wear the brand of like trying to push Islam that are the embarrassments, don't you think? Well, that's my observation. Like, me being on the internet doing my stuff, I'm just there, I'm not pushing
my observations of Muslim Twitter in general. And the reason why I don't ascribe or put my deen forefront on, I feel like the podcast is as the most Muslim you will ever see me get, because it's the only time you hear me actually talk, and then you realise, all right, cool, this is the back burner. Like, I'm a sinner. Like, I'm not even going to pretend like I sin. Psh, woo. But this is like the most you will ever hear me put my religion front besides hijab. Like, you will never see me go, Islam says this to you, you need to do this, da, 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 and be doing lectures. Like, I don't like
that. Yeah, no, it's not my space.
It's not my space. So Muslim Twitter for me, and I was like to my brother, like, there's a lot of like, red flags that makes, that puts me, and I'm very judgmental and cynical. So I was like, if you do light skinned, I think I'm attractive poses, and you scrunch up your head and you're posing like this, and then you've got your koofy, and then you're like, brothers and sisters, it's Friday, let's head off to Jamaa. I'm going to read it like you're an F boy, but I call them Ach boys. Like, I'm just going to read it. Like, I don't care what you're going to say. The way that whole thing has been packaged, me personally, I'm going to read it like, you're an Ach boy. Like, you're just, you're a mashallah Ach. Like, what's going on? Assalamu alaikum, sisters. Like, I'm just going to see the whole thing as flirt. That's just it, player. Like, and it's hella judgment, which is why I had to tap out, because I was like, I'm not taking anything. Like, certain man will be talking on a timeline, and I won't take anything seriously, because I'll just be like, you're trying to wheel in these young girls. You're just trying to make yourself look like, but at the same time, it's like, you want to look like spiritually on point, and you also want to look physically on point. So you're trying to be like the ultimate attractive for these sisters. And then, yeah, if you're doing that, there's no way you're satisfied with just one sister. Like, I just don't see it like that. I see it as like you're trying to bag as many fishes as you can. So personally, I tapped out from Muslim Twitter from jump, because I'll look at these man's DP, I'll look at these, not even like look, but you'd see the person tweeting, you'd see what they're tweeting, you'd see the way they're interacting with sisters and other people.
Doesn't add up.
As for, there's way too many martial arts, bruv. There's way too many, cuz like, martial arts should be, in my opinion, the way I use it, it's a conversation ender. Oh, you look pretty, mashallah, Muhammad Barak, done. So using it to start a conversation, you're like, mashallah, sister, you know, I'm blocking and muting you.
Yeah, I think one thing, the last thing I'm going to say on this whole Muslim thing is that I've actually realised that there's, like, Muslims will use Islam as a guide to their nonsense, which is really, really sad. So, like, in the case of, like, you know what you want. You want to move to girls, fine. Why do you need to now use this? I think it's really bad to use Islam as a guide to that. Likewise, people using Islam as a guide to, like, them being manipulative or abusive, yes, stuff like that.
Yes, there are a lot of manipulative people, and a lot of people in positions of power and authority.
And they'll use Islam to, status, like, to okay. And I just think it's very worrying. And, look,
there was also, prior to this, there was also one brother in, I don't know if you saw the video, but immediately I saw the video. Because I saw the video a couple of times. It was a black brother from America. Saw the video a couple of times on my timeline. Didn't get engaged in it, but I just saw, like, people going off. And I was thinking, ah, cool, you've got my attention. Watched the video. As soon as I watched the video, closed the account, blocked and mute him. Never need to see you on my timeline again. The brother was talking about how, oh, a lot of brothers have been coming into my DMs and they've been asking me, you know, like, how have I got these multiple wives living all under one roof. So let me know, brothers. You don't even have to say anything. You just need to email me and email me to this.
And that's not to say that I don't look down on polygamy. Like, polygamy is fine. It's halal. It's great.
Let me get to the punchline.
It's just the
whole, like, I'm going to let you not know how to do it, how to have a harem. I said, someone even said that it was like, your lingo means you don't even respect these sisters. And he went on to degrade women in that video.
I know he did.
You watched the video?
No, I could just feel it from what you're saying.
He was degrading women in the video. He was like, oh yeah, have you, like, he was like, oh, he said something about birds. He was like, oh, I'll let you know how to get these, like, these birds. Not birds as in, like, chicks, but, like, birds as in, like, I need the context to be able to explain the way. Like, you know, so, like, you know, chav lingo is when you go, I'll got me some fit birds. Not that birds.
Oh, okay.
It was more like birds as in the derogatory birds, like a...
I know what you mean. Yeah.
I don't use it, so I can't think of
it's not my vocabulary.
It's not part of my vocabulary, but there's a way people say it and be like, that it's derogatory, where it's like they're trying to say, you're trying to say that you're just collecting these, like, dumbasses.
It's like this, like not like trophy wise, but like just
like assets. Lesser than, like, yeah, that he's collecting these, like, lesser own. Than, like, you're just like dumb women
box that of crepe. Even crepe I respect more. Do you know what I mean?
Basically,
yeah.
We'll just be like, you know, bag, you know, get these birds going crazy, or something like that. I'll let you know what to say to these birds,
and it'll be using this lamb to cover up their trash. I just, like, leave the
people
bean alone.
Really said, and then he was like. People came for him, and he was like, my Somali brothers in the UK, you're really hitting me up a lot. Da, da, da. People really came for him. He was talking the most. Like, I looked at this moment, and this is why I was like, I actually can't come and sin for free. Like, you lot can't come and kill me, because I am not a nice person. So I looked at my man, and you know the first thing you feel, you just think,
ew.
Your head, like, I'm just looking at my man, I was just like, I'm just gonna say it. I was just like, your hairline is opaque. Like, how you talking all of this? Fam, like, who is taking you? Like, you're not even
that nice.
I wouldn't even consider, me personally, I wouldn't even consider you. Like, I would look at you and look past, like, but you're talking like you're bagging everything. And I'm thinking to myself, and I didn't want to be that person, but then I was like, what you're bagging? No offense, But I can't come and take what you're bagging seriously either, because I'm not taking you seriously. So all of you are mad together. Like, that's just how I saw it. And I looked at that and I thought, I'm going to close this app, because personally, you lot can't come and kill me with this. This is not the drama that I signed up for. So clearly, women lose.
Yeah,
each and every time.
The patriarchy continues, and men will use Islam to try and push their misogynistic views, or just push nonsense under the guise of but this, but the Prophet twist the deen. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's really disgusting. It's really sad. It's made me, this whole blah, blah, blah stuff made me realise that, yeah, men are a bit trash.
That one, I'm not even blaming it on the man only. Like,
oh, I don't, no, that one was collective.
That was like a collective gathering.
That one was thingy.
But of everything here smells from beginning. And the thing with that is there was everything. Well, you know what? Everything smells so bad that you don't even bother to find the root. You just throw everything away. That's why I couldn't comment.
Because people were doing like, been outside.
Oh, these sisters. Yeah. Oh, people were trying to like. No. Like, why are you trying to dissect every layer this?
You took out, it was just more nonsense. It was like, wow.
But it wasn't even just them. It was like, okay, now this smells right. This whole thing, I don't want to, you know, when you're just trying not to, like, I don't want to incur anything. So I'm like, okay, this smells, this situationship smells cool. But then now everybody else is coming to add their smell. And so I'm just like, why are we just like, they were harvesting this smell. Yeah. Like, they were just like breeding.
We're culturing
it.
This, yeah.
And I was like, we were going to build the big, and then like, different men come up and they start doing YouTube. I think you're doing a whole YouTube video. Because now you're trying to collect coin off this smell.
Oh yeah, this is the one I watched because it came up as a recommended. So I watched it and I remember how these particular people, not to say that they can't do this, collect your coin, like, you do you, that's your business, none of my business. But I remember how man was like, I don't do this for money, I'm just doing this for the deen. Now you're promoting stuff in your videos. You know how people do like sponsored videos, like, oh, I got this, it's really good, but they probably sponsored your video. And now, why is there two, I think there was at least two ads your video, which means the YouTubers monetize your videos, which means they're making money from videos. I just feel like, don't get me wrong, you can change your intentions, and like, I don't see what's in your heart.
You don't owe me nothing.
You don't, exactly. Like, I don't really watch your stuff. It just came up and I decided to just slip and watch it. But it was just very interesting to see how, like, basically, in summary, Muslim internet just, it's just nonsense. Like, why can't we just behave? Like, why can't we just tweet to, oh, I had
the
a nice
saddest
day.
Aspect for me, aside from that, were all the people who were obviously you know, invested in them at some level, all the kids, all the people that got invested in these people.
They have kids as well.
They have kids, but I'm talking about like outsiders who may have looked up to them, or who may have found them appealing or interesting, or
who
had some level of support. Not just them, but to a lot of people. And I feel like this is always going to be a con. And I always say, it's like, you
can't take a deen from the internet, man.
People are like, oh, imagine what the Dajjal comes. I was thinking, if I should slap all of you, because when I did the whole podcast saying, I said Dajjal's gonna come on in and off social media, nobody wanted to take me seriously then. No,
100% he's gonna come off social media.
But you needed a Muslim couple, or non, who knows, you need a couple to come and fraudulent all of you lot, and now
to
be
make
like,
you wake up.
Imagine when the Dajjal comes. I said, and this is why I was like, I am the source. I said this last year.
Listen to me.
The Dajjal, Allah is the sourcest. I am the sourcing. You know, you have to take it back real quick. Like,
yeah, you have to level yourself out.
I am sub. There is a greater.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said to you early, the Dajjal's going to come. He's going to hoodwink all of you off social media. He'll be here already. He's tweeting. He's got his 5G connected. And all of you are following him looking like a mug. So
yeah.
Be here, be like, oh my God, imagine the Dajjal come. Don't imagine now.
It's too late, man.
It's too late.
Dajjal's already collectively sponsors. Like, it's too late. It's actually too late.
Dajjal collectively sponsors Muslim Twitter. Like,
probably.
Dajjal's got his shares and stocks.
He's just lining everything ready. Up. He's ready. When he launches, may Allah protect us from Dajjal. Anyway, next part of the pod.
We've got, okay, let's go through today's current affairs quickly, or this week's current affairs.
UK Muslims.
Huh?
I'm just going through the list.
Oh, yeah, it's just been really tumultuous. Tumultuous.
Has it?
Tumultuous.
My girl decided to drop new English.
Woohoo!
Define.
Tumultuous?
Uh-huh.
Traumatic.
Yes.
It's been a lot of turmoil. It's just been, for me personally, it's just been a lot of So I'm going to say this, but I need no one to hold me to this. Okay. And this is not evidence for anything. This is all hypothetical mm-hmm. and potential and parallel universe paradox. This is, you know, I'm just going to jump into this black worm here. And get yeah. Nimat from some other realm. This is not this Nims. So no one ever get me. No one ever come for my neck, basically. But there was two things I deeped yesterday when I was talking to my brother. First and foremost, a lot of people feel like Muslims get radicalized by going to Muslim mosques and camps and all of these and talking to jihadists. I know you're gonna say it, but
yeah.
Blah 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 blah. You're getting where I'm going.
Yeah, I know we're gonna go because we've had this conversation in the house.
People
before,
feel like that's how Muslims get radicalized. Yeah?
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't attend any of them classes. I'm not radicalized, but I can see how just by being on social media, people will feel a type of way because all you ever see on social media is people getting attacked. I'm very lucky that I come from an intersectional identity in that I cannot come and fight all the wars for all my people. I have to see black people getting attacked daily, and this is not like a luck that I'm bragging about. It's just I'm tired, so I don't have the energy to be radicalized.
And, like, you learn how to pick your battles.
Maybe after
as
some
well.
Like vitamin D and some iron tablets, we'll see. But you learn how to pick your battles. Like, I go from seeing black people get attacked, get murdered, seeing a 4-year-old get her arm dislocated, you know, see dogs get treated better than black people.
On the smaller scales of like how people get treated at work or at school, like
I'm constantly facing microaggressions. It's just a constant thing. And then on top of that, you see Muslims get attacked from all over, and so you're just beaten down. But then you're looking at, you're thinking, okay, I'm beaten down, but there are gonna be 21, if this was a 21 year old Nims on social media mm-hmm. with all that infinite energy and no real
me.
So sad. Just hot you up, but no real sense of like life outside of education, let's say.
Life
so
education.
This is what I'm saying. So like someone who's
more naive,
more naive, not even 21, just straight up 18, like you are going to feel, first of all, you're going to feel incapable, and then you're not going to know how to handle all of that emotion, and you're most likely going to run out and find somewhere that gives you action-based results. And that's how you, and then you get radicalized from noticing that your government or the people that are supposedly for you, like, aren't doing shit all for you.
Like, you're so defeated and you're so frustrated, and it's just like, why should I sit here and be a mug and like let all these things happen to me? And like, everybody's different. I'm not going to justify any extremist actions.
Never,
or whatever.
Not
that.
At all.
But we've had this conversation.
But there's a source
well.
And there's a root, and
exactly.
You know where it's coming from.
Like, no one wakes up and says, I'm going to try and do whatever these extreme people do. But if you're constantly feeding someone things to make them angry, to mentally, like, deplete you, yeah, a lot of people, like, just because I don't react in the same way another person reacts doesn't mean that that reaction is completely invalid. And
exactly.
Obviously it's negative and it needs to be controlled, reprimanded, blah, blah, blah. But like, you can't continue poking a lion and like, it's like poking lion, like every lion in a den, yeah, and expecting all the lions to just stay asleep. No, one of the lions are going to come up and try and
someone's,
eat
it, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't aggravate sleeping lions, or so you can't poke sleeping lions. Like, someone's going to do something, and you can't. So basically for me, like, I felt like my turning point was, and where I am able to do this and not everyone else is able to do this, was me realizing I'm done with all things traumatic. I'm done with engaging and actively putting myself in these spaces because I feel like I am a couple more traumas from breaking point. So I'm removing myself. And so then obviously this year Sudan happens, and you're just kind of like, okay, cool, there's a lot. I just need you to tell me what I need to do to make a difference. Don't tell me what, and I'm talking real action. I'm talking, do you need money? Give me the link. You need a petition signed? Give me the link. You need clothes? Send me, tell me where, tell me
clothes,
where,
honey.
This is what I'm saying. Tell me where I need to go
to help,
to put some impact. Don't tell me what I need to do on social media. Don't tell me how much noise I need to make. Don't tell me do this. I don't want no empty words, because all I see on social media is empty words. If you're talking trauma with me, you're talking action. That's how I see it now. And so people put, like, I don't mind changing your DPs and stuff, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it, and I think like it had a positive impact, but for me it can't stop and start at there. So I wasn't going to engage. I didn't want a constant reminder, first of all, of something. I don't want to engage in trauma 24/7. Every time I come onto my timeline and I see all those DPs,
sorry, I'm a blue DP.
I saw it, I'm like, it's triggering. It's like, fam, like, it just reminds me that the world's effed up. Like, that's just how I feel. And so I thought, like, I can't have that for myself. I don't want... Every time I come on Insta and I see all the DBs, I come off it again. I'm like, really? I don't want to engage. I don't want to... I have Sudanese followers I know are suffering, and friends I know are going through stuff. And I'm like, this is your reality that you're currently living through.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to live through this vicariously with you right now. I just don't. Like, fair, I think it's a very selfish thing to say yes, but I'm prioritising my mental health.
No, like, you gotta
I'm,
be real.
No, like, I'm not gonna lie to you, though. I'm not changing my DP for anything, because I just felt like, for me, it's just triggering. I don't need it. But give me the links, I've signed the links. Give me the donation pack, I've given the notion. Give me the thing, I will literally tell me, Nimat, be here for this, I will show up. Like, that's always just been me anyways. So there's that. And then the thing that also triggered me about the colours was the fact that no one did shizzle for Yemen. And I have Yemenis friends.
Now people
Yemenis friends, is that word? Or Yemeni? I have Yemeni friends.
Yeah,
Yemeni
as well.
I have Yemeni friends, and they've been talking about Yemen for a while. And I felt Yemen, we didn't do nothing.
Every time I see, like, Yemen on my timeline, I shiver. Like,
it's heartbreaking.
If I'm going to live in this trauma thing,
there's no, like, I feel like if trauma is going to, you know, I'm just using trauma as the word because it's just the top of my head, but I feel like everything that's happening in this world, if I do not constantly fight to remove myself from it, it's going to tear me down. And I felt like we're not doing nothing for Yemen, or not that we're not doing nothing for Yemen, but it's like, when do we start? We're not doing anything for the Uyghurs people.
I really want to ask, like, what can we do? Like, I think it's escalating. That
I said, it's my person. I said, the revolution is going to be a war. There's nothing about it. The next thing that's going to happen is people are going to pick up arms and we're heading towards war. I do not see any other, not even war, violence. I do not see any other outcome except for violence, because peaceful speaking, nothing is working. Yeah. And I had this conversation a week ago with my other friend, and he was talking about how he said this as well. It's arms house. Like, when, let's not pretend. It's arms house. We can pretend that we're going to keep on tweeting. Whilst me and you are tweeting, someone else is out here going to pick up a weapon. That's where we're headed. And these lot know it. The government, all these people know it, because we're playing into their wider scheme. I personally feel like you benefit from war. You, not the government, but...
arms dealers.
Not arms dealers, multinational corporations. So the corporations at the top. The top 1%, they benefit from war. So they, first of all, they benefit from selling arms to people, but then they also benefit from aid. Getting, destabilizing economies and getting them to rely on you. And then if you're a pharmaceutical company and you need drugs, up the prices of the drugs. People still need the drugs. You benefit from withholding resources. So if you know that there's going to be a war or some sort of thing in a particular country, and that country is going to need something like bandages, you are, the supplier wins. And so they all know, they benefit. So it's us that don't benefit, because now we have, you know, in Sudan, they were targeting medical facilities. Like, that's how you hit the people, and that's how you also, like, eradicate numbers.
True. Yeah, they were.
So there's not a single, and now they're gonna come and drop aid. They're gonna do this. They're gonna now strike a deal with your country.
Why did the UN pull out of?
I'm not even sure, because I didn't even.
You know what? With all of the stuff into... that I read on the internet, like, I don't know why it hasn't necessarily disturbed me to the point where, like, I feel like I'm on the, let's just say, like, you're near a breaking point of absorbing trauma. But I do realise that I don't like to read too deep into things.
No.
But at the same time, like, I don't want to not be ignorant, like, to what is going on. So, like, I feel like that's all right, you do you. I don't know. It's very, when you start to think about the world, you just realise the world is actually a shambles.
It's not for you, and, like, someone had a conversation with us, and they were like, how, oh, you know, he must have said something. He was like, don't you turn your location off, don't you turn this, don't you turn that. And I was just like to him, I couldn't care less. If they're going to come for me, they're going to come for me. There's nothing I can do.
Location off?
He was like, oh, like, talking about how, like, facial recognition and how technology is coming into this way where, like, you can't actually go off the grid, and how, like, the police have access to everything you're doing, and the government has, like, you know, all these conspiracy theories. And he was just like, how are you not bothered? And I was like, I'm a black Muslim woman.
Do you know how many things have got to be bothered about?
I don't have time. Like, if they're going to come for me, they're going to come for me. And Allah, that's just the take. It is what it is. Isn't it? Like, who's beefing them? I'm not being.
Yeah, that's my thing. Like, fingerprint recognition. I remember when that first came out with like iPhones, everyone was like, don't give these people my fingerprint. Right? I was just thinking, you know what? They want you, they'll get you.
They'll get
one,
you.
One. Two, just like.
The system is not rigged in your favour. If these lot want you...
They didn't need a fingerprint to get you in the first place.
This is what I'm saying.
Do you know what I mean? Like, my face was already probably on loads of databases and loads of things, under loads of lists before I got my iPhone. Do you know what I mean?
This is what I'm saying. You've flown out the country. There was chips inside our passports at some point. I don't know if they're still there. I think they're still there.
Probably.
There's so much. Like, there's so much information that they've gathered on us. Anyways, not to mention Facebook sells our information.
I'm going
to
find that one.
This is what I'm saying. So, like, in this war, if it's an intellectual war... we're not winning.
Yeah,
because they have more information on us. The only thing that's left, and I was like, I also feel like the second coming, might as well just like clip my statements, because when they all happen, I feel like the second coming, so Christ, and I was like, Christians and Muslims, we can unite on this. Christ is coming, and he's coming to, it's a war. The second coming is not going to be a peaceful interaction.
Yeah, he's coming to fight.
To fight. No, but I feel like we used to romanticize best stuff, or maybe me, I just grew up romanticizing.
Yeah, to be honest, like, you never, he's come to fight, but you never deep depth. That it's gonna be a mad thing.
Like, yeah, like, you never actually deep the depth of what was going to happen. Like, you were just kind of like,
Ethan's coming back,
it's gonna be a fight, you know, the jaw, yeah, like, you know, it's gonna be like gonna lit. Be war, like, oh my god, yeah. But then now you think about it, and you think about thing. It's going to be global, it's not going to be a small war. It's not going to be somewhere that we're not going to, because now there's wars here and there, and we don't really see the wars. We're just seeing the after facts. It's going to be a global war.
I don't really want to be here at the end of time. I want to see Esau, but I don't want to be here at the end of time.
I was just like, I want to see him and then die. I'd be like, that was nice.
Yeah, I just don't want to. I want to see Esau.
I will happily watch it from my grave. Like, I don't think.
I don't really want to be here. But at the same time, I do, because I want to fight in the name of Islam.
No sauce.
Like, oh my gosh, I should have
no,
said that.
No sauce, like, I
should have said that on thing, because now the FBI are coming for me. But, do you know what I mean?
I'm not even scared of you anymore. I'm tired.
But I didn't move.
It's not even a case of, like, no thing. So, like, we're talking about...
It's just a lot of stress.
I definitely want to fight in the name of Islam. So the no sauce isn't for that, but it's for... So you know how we talked about in Ramadan how... David and Goliath on his way to the fight,
mm-hmm.
and how I was like, fam, I'd have left and I saw the army. That's my no sauce. So obviously, man, I fight in the end, but it's not something I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
It's just like a
got to do this now.
I mean,
here we go again.
is this it? Yeah. Right, cool, boom, let's go. But I would have much rather died a year ago. Like, or
if I had a choice in this matter, this would not be my choice.
Yo,
but now I'm here, now I have no other options.
I'm just being realistic. But this is like me right now. Like, I'm not really invested in the war aspect, but I just feel like the second coming is violence, everything is war. I feel like we're moving towards war. I think a lot of on Malcolm X now,
mm-hmm.
and my friend, he was talking about Mandela. He was like, Mandela was branded a terrorist. Why? Because Mandela was doing peaceful, and then he was like, all right, cool, boom, let's fight, and then he went violent, and then they arrested him. But look at Mandela now, he's all held. And it's just like, history is just in the name of, everything's written in order of who won. Do you know what I mean? In the end, Mandela ended up becoming president. You know, a former terrorist becomes president or prime
the president. Leader.
Yeah. Basically becomes the leader. When you think about it, it's just kind of like, and this is, and also when you look at, when I also think, I was talking about like the Korean independence and what they did as well. Mm-hmm. They turned to war as well against Japan, because no one was listening to them. They was petitioning the rest of the world for help. Nobody was coming to their aid.
Mm.
So then man took it, regular people, small regular people took it upon themselves to strap themselves to try and bomb the Japanese leader. Like, I'm not even Korean. Like, every time, like, every year, Koreans do like their TV shows and stuff will tell you about the story. Like, it's like a constant reminder. So I really like how you did it. Nigerians should do this too. But like every year, like, they will kind of like honor the stories and remind their leaders that feed them. And so like one time they went into depth and they followed like one of the shows I was watching. They thought, and I was like, man, you guys are sick. Like. And now when you think about how suicide bombers, not that I condone what they're doing, but how they're being villainized and whatnot in the media, but you have to think about the source and the root of where these things, like, they make it seem like they're doing it.
They have no other, like, there's no, they're gonna die anyway at this point. You've pushed them to the edge physically, mentally, like everythingly. That you have, you've,
my thing isn't necessarily that they're pushed to the edge, it's the fact that it's been reduced to they're doing this for virgins in heaven. Like they've managed to spin it in a way to make it seem like, oh, they're doing this for virgins, but no, these lot are fighting for something. The same way in history, people have fought against the oppressors. And a lot of the times when people fight against the oppressors, they give up their lives for it. Like, once you are committed...
They believe in it that much.
Yeah, like, once you are committed... And so you can't look at history. You can't look at other wars for independence or other fights for independence
and then
turn around. Like, that's why I'm like, although I do not support suicide bombing and I do not support the loss of life for your causes, I'm not going to pretend that that's not a reality of how to gain what you're trying to get.
Yeah, you're trying to push your agenda
because
forward.
It is the working, it's what we've been doing for the past, because people push you into that corner.
Into that corner. Like, it's like on a maybe less extreme scale. You know how people, for example, the Black Lives Matter movement are known to like do a lot of there was a protest of Black Lives Matter in the UK where they like disrupted runways and stuff like that. And I remember we brought up Black Lives Matter at work the other day, and then someone was like, why'd they do stuff like that? And I was like, well, if peaceful doesn't work, I'm gonna disturb you so you can listen to me. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, if I ask you nicely for something and you air me, I'm going to ask you with a bit more grit.
You cannot tell the oppressed person how to free themselves.
You can't tell me how to like free myself from oppression. I'm so sorry. Like, don't oppress me in the first place. Do you know what I mean? Like,
a lot of people are anti-violence and they're anti-this and they're anti-that. Like, I remember, like, people compare Malcolm X and Martin Luther King and talk about how Martin Luther King was that all peaceful and that, and Malcolm X was
violent,
like,
blah, blah, blah.
But at the end of the day, you need both. And this is the reality.
Violent. He was just sensible. Like, he just made sense. Like, he was a man of logic. Like, do you know what I mean?
Who?
Malcolm.
No, Malcolm X was on violence.
He was on violence, but like, I don't think he was as violent as people. No. I know he was on crud, but like, it wasn't just on crud for the sake of being on crud. It was on crud.
But he was one of those people, like, if you're not going to give me my rights, I'm going to take my rights. And this is...
I don't feel like that's that bad.
I don't think that's bad because I'm a black person. So someone's going to have to give me my rights.
I was like, why is everyone crying? Like, why is he painted as so violent? Like...
I've never seen it like that. My friend Ozzy, it was talking about like Killmonger and how he was painting it as the bad guy, and I was like, okay, cool. So when I
didn't even see him as that bad, you know.
Okay,
there's the element of like, he's Michael B. Jordan, but if I remove the fact that he's
that's
Michael
what I was saying to him, I was like, fair enough, he was Michael B. Jordan, so I paid more attention to him.
Yeah,
but I never watched this film. I wanted him to survive.
I feel like they did it deliberately to make you like kind of like, I feel like most of the people, because I feel like this movie was made for like the black diaspora. Like, I feel like Nigerians and Nigeria don't necessarily appreciate it in the same way as like black people in Western countries like the UK and the US.
It was this idea that where black people are the majority, you've kind of ignored the plights of black people who are living in countries where they're not afforded the same rights because of their blackness. Like, you've kind of, and so you're here, and obviously because you have your own problems, you're feeling like, well, it just can't be that bad compared to what we're going through. That's how I kind of interpret it. So it was kind of this thing where like, you have resources, you have the number, you have the ability, like, you are the majority,
you have so much,
you have what it takes to change from a diaspora view anyway, shout out, because we don't know the reality, but it was more like,
you can do so much and you're not doing so much.
You have the power. Do you know what I mean? To take grasp, and let's say all Africans or all black people on the African continent united and we became a force to be reckoned with. Do you think that would happen and then black people in other parts of the diaspora and other parts of the world would not benefit? So it was this thing of kind of like,
this is why I like Black Panther. So obviously, okay, I feel like when we have, I'm going to talk about this a little bit more than, sorry, just cut you off. I'm so sorry.
No, finish off.
So like, you know how I feel like when black things come out in mainstream places, we over criticize it, and I feel like Black Panther got a lot of criticism. It like, for it not being the most exciting plot, for this not being this correct, but I feel like Black Panther did its job
well. It did what it needed to do
in the essence of like, it starts conversation like that. This is why it's my favorite movie, because it has so many, like, I think one of my favorite movies, it has so many, like,
it did a lot for you on very different levels, and you can always come back, a movie that you can always come back to.
That's a good movie.
Or reference
is the most exciting plot. We all knew that Chitala was gonna come back. We all knew that
it did what it needed to do for black people,
exactly.
As well, it gave you a sense of empowerment, and I'm really appreciative, although sometimes I do not like black Americans in the way that they can be dismissive of the black British plight.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we're talking about you, Stanley. Oh, that's not Stanley, sorry. Spike Lee.
What did Spike Lee do?
His is it called What She Wants or whatever, his clip from the show. What's it called?
I don't know. I'm referring
Netflix
to now.
Now because Netflix is going to tell me. It's going to be on my recommended list to watch. But he did this thing where he was like, there was a moment where they're talking about Black Brits, and it was just so like, shut up, please.
Like, did Samuel Jackson say something like that too?
Yeah, everyone said a lot about Black Brits, but they put it into their they put it into the storyline.
Oh, bye.
It was
why are Black Americans so bitter? Like, what did we do to you? Well, actually, like, there's so many minding our business.
So my brother was like, when will Black people unite? And I was like, it's not a case of when will Black people unite, like. Why do we expect unity in order to progress? Like, we don't... White people aren't united. They beef amongst themselves all the time.
Do they?
Yes.
Give me an example.
Not like, this Russia versus...
True, yeah.
You don't have to give me an example. The rest of the world.
Yeah, no.
Germany. I mean...
But I feel like white people don't need to unite on their race, because obviously the way the race is structured is that they don't have to consider their race
as a factor. We
have to battle through the fact that, like, structurally our race is somewhat a disadvantage and blah 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 blah. And I think we're, because of the whole complexity of identity of blackness and how we're kind of reformulated, blah 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 blah. Sorry, I'm doing a lot of blah 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 because I don't want to go into too many things. I can see why it would be useful to unite. I personally feel like when you want to progress in something, like in the world, you just have to scout everything from left, right, up, down, underneath, left. Do you know what I mean? Like, if everyone just, you know, I'm a Black American, let me do my Black American thing. I'm a Black British person, let me do that.
I think the way things are moving,
I would just help each other out. Oh, you need this? Okay, I'll give you that spoon. You need that? Then we were going to progress. That's my personal thing. I just scout from every corner. Do you know what I mean?
The way things are moving and the way we are becoming a more open society, the things are going to be shifting, and I think it's causing a problem. I think we are destabilizing a lot of things. Gen Z and millennials, I think that's what we're called. We are destabilizing a lot of things. Having access to other people's stories and the way that we can, globalization, the fact that we can actually hear what's going on in China and send Chinese Muslims support, but not even just Chinese Muslims, hear what's happening to Black people and send Black people to support and say, how are we going to help? And be like, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. It means that we are moving towards a state of, not, I don't want to say like non-governance, but like a state above governance where like people power, like the people,
I like it,
have more of an impact
than the powers that have been put on top of it. Okay, it can be very chaotic.
It's going to go left. It's going to be completely messy, and it's going to be extremely traumatic, and they're going to fight against it, the top 1%, because at the end of the day, like, if you always look at Notre Dame, I was saying yesterday, my brother was like, Notre Dame was them telling us they can, they just don't want to.
Yeah, 100%.
They raise the money
like this
for a building because they can.
In a blink. Before, one second I was hearing it's burning. The next second I've heard how much money's been raised. I said, wow.
And that's them very clearly telling us our lives aren't worth shit to them. Like, they don't want to. So, I call Banyu because we are the majority. You are the minority. Fair enough, you have the resources, the access, and everything like
numbers.
That.
And numbers are.
But we have numbers
power
and we have.
Comes in. Power, there's power in numbers. Yeah.
There's power in numbers and there's power in our voices, and we are vocal and we are speaking out, speaking against, and doing a lot. And you cannot eradicate every single person.
You just can't.
You can't. So you there's can't. Always, at the end of the day, there's always going to be some form of movement that's moving against it, and it may not always be for our benefit, but so long as something is disrupting something, and that's why, like, at this point in time, the way I'm looking at everything here, whatever you need to do,
do it.
Ugh, fam, like, I cannot condone violence. I'm not in a state of violence. I'm not like, fam, it's a war thing. When the war happens, I'm also not, you're not,
I'm not signing up.
I'm letting Britain know from now I'm not fighting on your side first and foremost.
Never.
Because you cannot recruit me, you're not deploying me, I'm not going nowhere, because I'm not collecting PTSD for Britain. I'm not fighting for Nigeria either, fam.
I'm not fighting. I don't think Nigeria will fight for a long time.
I'm not fighting for anybody.
My plan would be, I'll fly to Nigeria and claim my citizenship, and then when Nigeria Nigeria wakes up and says, I want to fight too, I'm going to hide.
Nigeria, even if Nigeria wants to fight, I'm not fighting for no one. My ultimate goal right now at this precise moment is to buy an island and govern it for myself.
This is what I had in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
Like, that is the ultimate goal. If I could just create a new state, like a new world, like a new country, different economy, just live by myself. Like, I don't need anybody.
I don't need anybody.
Don't get me wrong. Don't take away my passports and that, because I do need that.
No, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not...
But I'm not patriotic to that level. No. There's nothing.
And that's why when I see Black Americans, yeah, and they're so patriotic, I'm just kind of like, yeah, why?
There's something in the air.
I definitely feel like something that you're being fed, because I just don't understand.
I think all the American food, because American food is just not nice. I feel like it's just not nice.
Just that's number straight to your brain.
Yeah, no, like,
they're definitely doing some.
I wasn't even mad that I couldn't eat meat, because I just feel like that meat is probably not even meat. That meat's probably, no.
It's just the seasoned in sugar.
Yeah, it's just everything tastes different. Everything just tastes wrong. Like, even McDonald's, that's supposed to be somewhat standardized because they're both Western countries, like the UK and
just tastes different.
Everything just lacks. Everything lacks flavor. Everything lacks depth. They're just like flat crap in your mouth, but it fills you. That's what I feel American food's like. That's the one thing. Like, I'm planning to go to America, inshallah, may Allah give me the funds. But when I go, I'm not looking forward to eating.
Yeah, see, I don't know about that.
Like, you know how you go to some places, you just know that I'm not going there for food. I'm going there for something else. That's America's 100% in that place. I will never look forward to going to America to eat. After being...
My experience when I went there, I quite liked the food I had. I was in Jersey, I think. I was in New York.
I've been to New York. New York is where we got food poisoning.
I think it might have been the food you experienced. I'm going to give them the benefit. Because, you know, it's a big... Did you eat black people's food?
We ate... Okay, the black people's food, I can't lie, that was decent. But I still feel like, unless a black person cooked
like,
it.
Yeah, like, black people talk too much in America. Like, they talk about this cookout way too much for me to be like, American food is dead.
Black people food, I feel like, is a standard that I can trust. Generally. But I'm talking like, you know how you can go, well, I don't really do this because I like save money because it's rice at home. But you know how you can go like out here
fast food and stuff, like just food from
McDonald's or like a fast food chain or like a
local shop.
That food doesn't taste real. Really,
it's like me not eating like English people's food in this country. Like,
yeah, that's, I'm not mad, but like you might need to. If you're
but then there's some places. Okay, so there's like, this is not like blanket ban on all their food. No, there's just certain things that I would start, like a shepherd's pie. Don't mind that. Mm-hmm. Like a roast dinner, don't mind that. But I think that's it. Everything else, really? I mean, is lasagna. That's Italian.
What, British food?
Yeah, like,
yeah, I don't really eat a lot of British food.
I don't think I eat British food like that. I just eat shepherd's pie,
chips,
fish and chips. Yeah, that's about it.
Fish and chips.
But then even that, that can be like soggy. It can be the chips can be. But like Italian food. I quite like Italian food.
Even like the, what did you say, shepherd's pie? I wouldn't be like, don't remember the last time I had it. I don't even identify the shepherd's pie in my head correctly.
It's the mince with the potato on top and then they bake it, the mashed potato.
I'll have to Google it to make sure.
I believe that's shepherd's pie anyway, sure.
The roast? No.
The roast isn't filling, but it's a nice like brunch.
I don't relate.
Like, I'm sure they have it for dinner. But like, I like the roast. Cannot but it's like a nice brunch.
What's
it's
the most
like
British a... thing I've have? I feel like we don't actually eat British food in our house.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like black people eat Italian food.
Italian food.
And like, I feel like we were raised believing that Italian food was British food.
That's as far as we go.
So you're eating pasta.
It's not rice. It's not a bar. So it's
because you're
it's
not really. That's British. But then you realize it. Like, no, so it's the spaghetti.
Yeah. Other than fish and chips, I don't think I eat anything British.
No. Like, and then the British food now is curry, and I eat
that's
curry.
Not British, but we.
Shut. But I feel like it's British because the curry that I enjoy.
Yeah.
I just feel like British people can't.
Exactly, so you're not eating British food.
No, but so British food is true. I mean Indian curry, so not British curry, because British curry is quite like bland.
I don't remember the last time I've had British curry.
British curry is quite bland. And like, we went somewhere and we had rice and peas Caribbean food, mm-hmm. and there was like this
I need some Caribbean food in my life.
What's it called, like melanin deficient person with us, and he just had a bit less. He was with us, and then he was just like, "This is really spicy," and I was just like, "Why is this spicy?
Be
this is
quiet.
Rice and peas, and
be
curry goat.
Be like, quiet. There's not my curry goat. Rice and peas isn't even spicy.
It was like, wait, it was
you
like, it was like
it
it's spicy. Really spicy.
It makes it flavoursome.
Like, I was like, are you talking spices and hot spices, and then there's a lot of spices? Because okay, cool, I can get with you on
that.
There's
okay, spices there's a lot of spices in there.
But if you're saying like it's hot, it's like pepper and chili. But then that's when I think I realized that for them, spices and a lot of spicy.
Maybe.
Equates hot. I think
it's
spices,
doing a lot in my mouth. That's what spicy.
Yeah,
means.
I think the spices tingle their tongue.
Okay,
that so they're not necessarily talking about hot
it's
as in chili spicy.
Like the spices, I would say spicy.
Yeah, because I was just like, and then I said to him, I was like, you're not going to be able to eat my food.
Yeah,
ever.
You won't. No, he won't. Yesterday before.
And I'm not mad.
Because I want to, like, this summer I've been telling my friends I want to start, like, cooking more food. A, perfecting, like, the stuff I cook and I eat, all the Nigerian food I cook and eat. But, like, B, venturing out, because I feel like, I don't know, like, I just want to venture out.
Yes, of course, so, of course. I understand.
Okay, didn't venture out far. I was like, pasta sauce, yeah? Because we buy the pasta sauce and we just add...
Yeah, and then
we just add spice to it.
Yeah.
So I was like, why? You know what? It's just stew. Like, when let me just make it myself.
But you just make stew.
I just made stew. Yeah. And I put garlic in it. So I blended the garlic with it. So it was stew that went left. So it tasted like pasta sauce. But, yeah, I put...
Pasta sauce is just tomatoes, by the way.
Exactly.
No chilli.
Oh.
No tatashe. No onions.
Well...
Yeah,
that's not what I made. So for my pasta sauce, because I don't know what that pasta sauce is, but for my pasta sauce, I only use, because it was just for me, because I'm experimenting, I usually use one plum tomato, but then I use one scotch bonnet, and then basically I don't know what I used, but the spice ratio is more than like what I'm not used to. It just reminded me of you. I was just thinking, like,
welcome to the gang.
I was like, wow, like, what if I gave it to someone else? This is what Nima would give to someone, and he'd be like, it's not even spicy.
And one scotch bonnet is not spicy.
No, but for the amount of tomato I used, I feel like it just kicked me more than I didn't expect it. I put it on my pasta, I was like, and I had it for lunch the next day because I made it the night before. And I was like, whoa, this is not what I expected, because it's not my normal ratio of making stew anyway.
It
reminded me of you.
See, the thing was with me now, I don't know what's going on. I need to get my tongue tested, because no matter how much pepper, I'm convinced now it's the quality of the scotch bunnies that they've been delivering, because it's just not kicking.
Really?
It's just not kicking. I've actually started Dawson, but I've started, so my last stew that I made, I was too lazy to blend, so I just chopped all the ingredients into, I chopped tomato, chopped onion, chopped garlic, and I bought sauce, I'm a cheat. Iceland had this like squeezy ginger tub, so all the ginger is mashed into the tub.
Oh.
And so you just squeeze it in, so I squeeze that in, add oil, and I just fried it till it gets like saucy, and then I add tomato puree.
Yeah,
so that's how I've been making my cheat sheet these days. That's how I make my stew when I'm making like,
what time is it,
shrimp?
We need to
wrap up.
Yeah
so that's what I did.
Oh, and shrimp, then, I do love a good shrimp.
Love a good shrimp. And so I chopped two scotch bunnies into that.
Mm-hmm.
And I only chopped three tomatoes okay, into that's that. Fine. It should have been spicy.
Yeah.
I then also poured chili powder into that, and black pepper into that.
But I feel like chili powder, yeah.
Chili powder makes things spicy. I learned that the hard way.
Which chili powder? Is it the chili powder
where extra you have hot chili powder, the red? Oh, those ones. Yeah, those make things spicy as well.
That's the one. The other one, I feel like, but it makes grounded, things warm, but not spicy.
One time I accidentally pulled the whole thing by accident.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, okay, it's fine. No,
that, and then your stomach is going to be doing guy.
Listen, I saw the stew go dark. You know when you see the oil go dark red?
That's when you're finished.
I saw it change colour and I was like, yay.
You're finished.
But it still went. So it kicked, but it wasn't.
I feel like your tongue.
My tongue's done. And my mum's coming back, so I'm going to know how done my tongue is now.
Okay.
Because when she comes back and she can't taste my food, then I'll be like, okay, my tongue's done. But, that's it. We've spoken on culture. We didn't ask each other how each other's Eid was, but I saw the picture, so it's fine.
Yeah. Oh, can I just small talk a lot? So basically, I think I said it on this podcast that the sun was part of my outfit, but guess what? It rained.
Yeah.
And I was just so upset. It just no.
But apparently, we're not getting a summer this year.
Yeah. Apparently, it's gonna be 23 degrees
like,
next week.
Brits aren't really getting an experience, and I was like, thank God I'm not a Brit. We're dual identity, because you're not getting a summer.
This is why it's like, if anybody wants to leave this country, yeah, just let me know. Like, I'm so ready.
I have outfits that I need to wear.
I
was blaming Halima, and Halima knows. I'm going to blame her again on the podcast. We were talking on the phone one time. Don't talk on the phone to me and give me ideas, because I'm going to go and buy it. So we were talking on the phone all the time. We were talking about summer and trying to get ideas for summer and like what to wear and like corporate clothes. And she was like, you know what? I think I'm just going to end up doing a lot of white. I think it might just be a white thing. And I was like, it's true. I don't have any white in my wardrobe. So guess who went on a white shopping spree?
You did.
Found myself some nice linen whites, some white tees, some white, heading to Primark to go get myself some white tees, because I realized, well, I have a dark colors and it's summertime. And so I called and I was like, now I have all these things I have to return because I don't have money. I'm supposed to be buying ticket to go shop, to go travel, but instead I've spent all my ticket money
on these clothes.
My mom's going, but I don't have to come, and I have to tell her that I couldn't even tell mom, don't listen to this podcast. I couldn't even tell her that. You know when you have to tell her, some of the truth.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, Monzo have this thing where you can lock your money into savings so you can't access it. So she was like, so when can you access it? And I was like, August. So from there alone, she knew that I had money aside that I must have planned to spend and the money that I must have planned to save. But she just didn't push it. I was just like, yeah. So I spent all the money that I was meant to save, that I was meant to spend on the ticket, because to be honest, when you're dilly dallying and ASOS is doing 20% off,
you gotta use it, man.
You gotta, gotta use it. But quick debate.
I have another 20% off. I'm trying not to use it.
I'm not using it. No.
Oh, I should ask you to use it.
I don't even have the money for it. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah, that's I've been doing so much spending recently. I've been building my summer wardrobe. I'm like, yeah, when I go out. But then I look at my calendar and I look at my friends. It's like, who's actually free to go out with me? And it's like, I can go out with my by myself.
I actually told you. I signed, or I'm signing up, I'm in the process of signing up to learn how to swim, learning kung fu, and learning boxing. I've decided that I'm going to take activities on this summer rather than friends.
Yeah, so, I think this is summer, I need to find a swimsuit that I can wear. I'm going to learn how to swim, but my knee is injured. And I don't know how long it's going to take for them to refer me to physio. I don't know how long it's going to take me to heal. So, like, me learning how to ride a bike is probably crossed off the list this summer. But swimming, I think I can do, because they told me that I can swim because it's, like, weightless, essentially. But definitely activities. Boxing especially. I feel like I want to punch people, but I can't do that because I'm going to look like a psycho. So, if
boxing, I'm taking off boxing. Boxing is, like, a really...
And I need my upper body.
Yeah.
I haven't gone to the gym for months now. It's just like, I need to do... I was sitting at work, I was like, I need to go. I need to do something. I need to punch someone. I need to kick something. I need to run.
Oh, and I picked up pottery.
Pottery? Oh, that's cute.
I did mental health and physical health.
Oh, cute.
But we need to get into our debate real quick.
Quick debate.
So, pick a number between 2 and 10, please.
9.
Okie doke.
That's my favourite number.
So, let's see. At number 9...
Who's the more complicated gender, men or women?
Oh... Is that what's there? Number? Did you look at it before you picked it?
No. Oh. I had it open before and then it shut down. But I picked 9 because 9 is like my fave.
Oh, okay. So rock, paper, scissors to decide who we're going to be arguing for.
Oh my god.
3, 2, 1, let's go.
Rock, paper, scissors.
I won. Okay, who's the more complicated gender, men or women? I think I want to pick... men, because men are mad.
I was gonna say that too. If you're my friend, you'll know how I feel towards men right now. So that would have been an easy thing for me to argue.
But I thought women would have been easier. That's why I went with men. Yeah, because women are just like mad too.
No, my argument would have been that we're only made complicated because we live in a man's world, and men have never sat down to try and understand us, and that having things like a range of emotions and a rate like. Stuff like that, it's not complication, just you being lazy, not wanting to listen to me. Bro, I was so ready to argue for. I'm so ready
do
to
women
argue
then. Men. Swap.
No. I lost. I'll lose my
Are you
chest.
Sure?
Yeah.
Okay, because like, I can argue for men all day. I was like,
if you know me, I could argue, I could write a book. Like, I don't really like men, apart from my dad. My dad's amazing. I love you, Daddy.
Okay, so what did I pick? Men are the more complicated.
Wait.
Who's more complicated, men or women, right?
Yes, you pick men. I'm gonna do women. Yeah. Because I was gonna say that I would have done you because I think men are trash. Yeah, go on.
So you're arguing aside. You're arguing for then.
No, you're arguing opposite.
Pro women.
I'm arguing women are more complicated.
Why are you arguing women?
Because you picked men.
Yeah. But all the arguments you just said just now, wasn't that women only seem complicated because of men?
Oh, wait a second.
So you're arguing the side you want to argue?
Maybe I am. Oh, and the song just lit up a little bit.
I was confused. Like, I was like, wait, what the argument
wait,
she said
wait,
though?
No, hold on. I haven't fully landed. You know when you're about to land and you can see the land and on the plane?
Okay, so
landed.
The reason I decided that men are more complicated is because men have a list of unsaid rules that they think they have to live by, and then they've allowed that to cause the rest of us to suffer. Yeah. So men believe in, like, they're the head of the household, they have to earn a certain amount, they have to look after their kids, they have to do this, they have to do that. And then the reason why I feel like they're complicated on top of that is because where women are, I think, solution-based people and would be like, okay, this is what we need to do, how are we going to get there? Men will just bottle the whole thing up and then just be suffering by themselves and have all these complex range of emotions, but no outlet.
And then so therefore, you'll just burst. It's like...
therefore, you are the more complicated... They are the more complicated species because they're stupid and they haven't figured themselves out yet. Women, we've sorted, so we're not even complicated anymore. We're now easy. very, very simple to understand a woman. Not hard, just do what she says. Just do what she... I mean, where is the stress if you just listen to a woman?
I think women are more complicated.
This is so against my nature. Women are more complicated because I think...
Oh, so you're not actually arguing, you're sad, I just showed us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Women are more complicated because I think... You know, you can't even... Wow, I'm such a person of truth. I can't even do this. Okay. I think women are more complicated because we're more, like, varied.
Yeah.
So, I think, like you've just kind of stated, men kind of all follow the same kind of tropes of, you know, I've got to be a man. Da-da-da-da-da. But women come across... Women are... I think we're finding ourselves in this toxic masculinity world within the patriarchy. And we're picking ourselves on, like, different ends of... Not even a spectrum, just, like... Do you know what I mean? We manifest in so many different ways, and it's just like you can never really tell a woman unless you like know. And even if you know, you probably don't know. I feel like women are like sometimes, not to say that's a bad thing, like women are just more dynamic than men. Men are just a bit like meh. Do you know what I mean? Men are just like meh. There's like, okay, you know, sports and this and that. Women are like, you know what? I can do sports and I can do this. Do you know what I mean? It's just like people don't
even.
Yeah, and I feel like yeah, now building my argument. I feel like we don't, because of so many things in society and how we are raised to be, we don't necessarily appreciate the multifaceted elements of women. Yeah, which will then mean that they are viewed to be more complicated, that the complexity of their nature, and I feel like. I don't know how to describe this without sounding too, like, spiritually hoo-ha. But, like, I think the... I don't believe in, like, a lot of gender norms and, like, a lot of things that are being put onto men and women, like...
That's what makes this topic a little hard, because it's just, like, you're dividing people
yeah, into these gender norms. Yeah, I feel like men can cook as well as women can fight. I've never seen it as, like, there's two stark differences. But I think at the bottom, if you remove all the crap, if you go back to the beginning, yes, there are differences. And I feel like...
To go back to the beginning, yeah, if we're going to take it from the from Abrahamic sources,
yeah.
Technically, Adam was created first, and then, you know...
Even when you look at the way that
Adam was created Eve first, was created. And Eve was created from Adam, so... You know, that suggests
I
that
feel like she's a bit more developed. Not no, to say that Adam's simple.
If Adam was first and he was created from him,
yeah,
then Adam was, you know, the complex one that Nick created. And you were no, just like,
I was gonna say the other way around. I was gonna say you have a foundation and you then built from the foundation to make women.
I don't know, because some people say that Eve is from Adam's rib,
yeah,
so Eve is from what 1/100th of Adam.
No, but like
because like Adam obviously Adam's had a whole rib, body, and then yeah, it was just then, one rib.
But the fact that you rib no, but the fact Eve. That you have one rib, so you now created go, a whole I'm, different I'm saying, human being. I'm,
but it isn't was from. I feel like you know if you have a whole thing, and you take so a piece of it.
I'm like, looking at you, looking at me like we're just pushing this.
We have to go back to basics and like oversimplify it to like the dumbest of the levels. Yeah. Because if we're gonna talk like genetically, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, yeah, if we're going to talk genetically, males have two chromosomes, XY, and females have XX. So XY, two...
I knew you were going to say that.
Two different chromosomes mean, you know, there's two things that make you. And two repeat chromosomes means one thing makes you. So two into one means more complicated. One into fair, one means fair. No. If we're just going to break it down, because if we're talking actual complex and simple, like, we're all complex creatures.
Yeah.
And on a like... on a logical and I went to school level, like you said, gender norms, you can't define people's complexity based on their gender. That's just dumb, and that question is dumb. I can't remember, I don't know why I did it.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt at the time the argument I was going to do was different, but that's not how it landed.
It's okay.
But if we're gonna go down to it, yeah, men are more complex. I feel men are more complex as well, because like they take the long way to do things, like something like
nah, I'm just thinking about this too, like my dad, yeah, I have to agree with this point. This is the way it should go. My dad, I think my dad likes driving, so fair enough. But we're gonna go this way.
Just like, sometimes you get to the solution. It's just like, why is it taking you so long? Like, I just feel like all of them as a species, they just take.
No, but I feel like you can argue the same thing for women. Like, I feel like women, we like to like analyze, we like to this, we like to like, you know what I mean?
But there's purpose.
Let's do red table talk on this.
There's a logical and there's a purposeful reason as to why women are doing that.
But.
So it's actually more efficient
to unravel and unpack.
It's actually more efficient. Men,
I don't disagree, but it's more complicated.
Men decide.
Men are just like boom. Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't think they're just boom. I think men actually dumb.
I'm so sorry, guys. I don't believe all of this stuff. I'm so sorry.
No, I think men are dumb. I think men, it takes them longer to figure things out, and then they go for all these processes, and then on top of that it's like, no, not even that, rather than taking things out and understanding it, they just rush head first into things.
Yes.
And people that rush head first into things have more to fix afterwards.
It's true. I can't even lie, at the time I've worked with men, it's just, I feel like even technology, I'm in tech, and I feel like, for example, this project I'm working on, I feel like if everyone just sat down and was sense at the beginning, half of this work wouldn't be work. But because no one sat down with sense, and it's because this, all the guys that are on the team, like developers,
and then
are
they
men.
Make it seem as though what they've done it's is an achievement. That's why I feel like there's so much complicated work, because guys. A lot of the things men brag about, you've already done in your sleep, but then you're like, oh, I didn't remember to brag about it because it's minor. But then you brag about the most minorest of achievements, which makes you realise just how much validation they need, because they're complex creatures. And so now you're bragging about that, like, you've done this, and I'm like, yeah, but, you know, I did
But I think, okay.
And then when women talk, oh, you know, she's talking too much. She didn't do it with her brain. She did, because the fact that they can't even believe that a woman can achieve something without using some sort of wiles or feminine qualities to show you how dumb they are.
No, that
and
is
how
just
complex
misogyny.
They are. But it comes from a place of dumbness. It comes from a place of dumbness.
Dumbness, I won't dispute, but complication,
straight dumbness. You have to be a complicated person to be dumb, because a lot of things are common sense. And for you to miss the common sense and land here, right?
When this is the root.
Did you see the post about the man who, he was on LinkedIn and he saw a picture of a woman, and then you saw that whole post.
I commented on that. Oh, don't even. If I start to talk.
So for context, yeah, he saw a picture of a woman
on LinkedIn.
It actually
happened to me at work as well.
And then he was
so much.
What does she think she's gonna gain by dressing like that? And the guy looked at the picture
so
and he was like, dressing like what? And he
apart
was like,
my father,
like that, like.
And a few family members. I just throw
I'm trying to give the people
the
context.
Pain.
Hold on. The tweet
I'm
was
so
about
sorry.
How.
No, don't even.
The tweet essentially was about how the woman was dressing so sexy. And that was how she was dressing sexual, and that was and how's anyone going to take her seriously if she's been.
I'm just getting some water. Okay, this is my execute, because I need to go somewhere, because tell the story.
Okay, I was waiting for the van to stop.
Oh yeah,
can you stop it?
It'll stop now, will it?
Yeah. Okay, so basically he was talking about how, like, she was dressed so she was just sexy, and like how, like, if she's dressing in such a manner, how's anyone ever going to take her seriously? And obviously that's like, it's linked in, like, you can't take these women seriously, blah blah blah. And the guy looked at the picture, and it was just a woman in a grey top as a headshot, and it was nothing sexual about that picture. Basically the other guy obviously found the picture attractive, and because he found her attractive, deemed that she was you know, trying to be sexy.
I'm just down here trying to, like,
I couldn't even retweet, because I was like, this man's an idiot from beginning to end.
And
a woman posted a picture
everywhere. I work with, this has happened to me, it's not the same thing, but this has happened to me very similarly at work. I'm just like, wow, for you, all of you just find yourself in the bin. This is when I worked with
imagine
the friend
posting a picture. You know what people used to
and
tweet?
She was just smiling.
I don't like to post my pictures, sisters, because you don't know what these men used to do.
This
with
is
it.
What I'm
and
saying.
And they used to be like, oh, you're all mad.
This
but
is what I'm saying. Like,
you're
men,
all mad and everyone smells.
This is what I'm saying. Like, men will use Islam as a guise for their nonsense, because more time, yeah, I would post a picture and I'm just smiling, but you're now telling me that I'm doing X, Y, Z because you have a problem.
Because you have
throw yourself in the bin.
See? The lens.
I'm actually getting hot.
Complicated. Where the rest of us can just see a picture for what it is.
A man is seeing
a picture as a 3D model. He's like, I can see the way your hair and your knee and everything from my picture alone. I can see what you look like. What's that got to do with me? And that's why, not this is a sad topic, yeah, but you know those people that are like, you need to delete your pictures because these men are pleasuring themselves to your pictures.
Yes.
Pleasure yourself till you die. I couldn't care less.
It's not me.
I honestly couldn't care less, because
that's
you coming to tell me is what is the problem.
Yeah.
You coming to tell me, you bringing
that's what I believe personally. That's not on me. I'm so sorry.
I'm actually
catch
not
your sin.
Going to.
Fam, don't tell me
catch
about
catch your
it.
Sin, collect your sin, own your
over
sin.
There.
Own it. Burn it. Deliver it. Do what you need to do.
I'm actually
my
so triggered.
Brother. Do what you need to
I'm
do,
so
but don't
triggered.
Ever come into my DMs and tell me
it's
I need to
fault.
Do something to fix you.
And
because I did not
sorry,
birth
let,
you.
Let
I did not own you.
Let me just shout out to the Prophet, because when you relate everything back to Islam, it all just makes sense. So there was a time that there was a very beautiful woman, and the man was with the Prophet, and the man, I think, was staring at this very beautiful woman. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? Don't stare at the woman. He didn't say nothing to that woman. He reprimanded the man.
If we were supposed to be ugly, God would have made us ugly.
Is it my fault that I'm pre?
God would have made us unattractive.
Is it my fault that I'm pre? Do you know what I mean?
God did this.
And don't get me wrong, so I wear my hijab with God and blah, blah, blah.
This
and
is what I'm saying.
The things that I would do.
Listen, but if I you have take a the lot of charm. Of my prophet,
sometimes I watch myself and I'm like, I'm a great person.
Dims. But just, I will now. Sometimes I just be chilling. I'm like, oh, that was so cute, Dims. Like,
Nima
you
is very did cute. That.
Okay, now Sada just made a reality.
I'm just here chatting crap. Like, very self-aware. I do think they're
pretty. But no, like, sometimes, like, someone might post a gif and you just done a cute little twirl. You're like, oh, you know, there's nothing to it. You've not done a Kim K pose. I don't understand why I have not done a Kim K. When I say Kim K pose, hip to the side.
Doing
to
twist the up. East. Twist up like this.
Hip to the east, shoulders to the west.
And then you know when you're trying something.
You've not done
there's
that.
There's clear I'm trying something and I'm just smiling.
And there's sometimes, do you know what I mean? You're just off the cuff, just charming. Like, that's just like, I feel like that's
it's not
the best.
My fault.
Sometimes I see a picture of me and someone's taking, I'm like, oh,
damn.
Like, yeah. It's like a nice little candid, a exclamation mark.
Exactly.
And then you're like, now I have to come and, like, what, put a selfie and an emoji over this picture because some next woman's son doesn't know how to behave. On you and your son.
Exactly.
Like, what's that got to do with
exactly.
You cannot use misogyny to come and kill me. You cannot use Islam. There are aspects where I'm like, okay, cool, there's a limit. Like, if I know I'm posting something because I want people to validate me and because then check I might double check myself.
Yeah.
And if I'm like, do you know what I mean? And more time when that happens, the next day you get a spot anyways because these guys are real. These guys come for you with their chest. Listen, that's why I don't even like posting. You see, where things happen, where things are meant to happen, like, it's like, they will fall out, they will happen the way they're supposed to happen. I don't like posting no more. Because every time I post, I'll get sis, your skin's so nice. The next, it doesn't even load. There's no buffering, it's just bam. Boom. And I'm like, but I'm mashallah. No. It got rejected.
Back to center. This request has been denied.
And
I'm missing this.
Oh my God, subhanAllah. Anyways, men are complicated. Why are men complicated? Because men are more mad than women. End of story. Men own madness. They own complicated. Even like the explanation behind misogyny and patriarchy is just complicated.
Some next logic.
It's
that doesn't make
you're
sense.
Upset. Just say it's your
just say
your
oppressed.
Feels.
Just say oppressed.
Say it hurt. Fine. You can hurt someone. You hurt a man's feeling and your life is over. You've done something. You've done something. Women, a man will be like, oh, we just fight out. Nah. You touch a man's ego.
That's it. That's it. It's all over. Don't cry, don't beg.
Next minute, they'll declare, you're not even with that anyways. Da-da-da. But my name is still in your mouth, son.
Exactly.
You're still talking about me. You're telling all your friends about me. You've come and done podcast on me. You've come and done story on me.
Yeah, you're screaming my name, but I'm not all that.
You're doing dead, you're crying.
I just scratched your ego.
Men are complicated.
You win.
So, at the end of the day, pharmaceutical companies, what we need is a hormone to suppress whatever they've got going on. Because you spent how many years doing hormones for women and doing pills
come
for women?
Come with the same energy for men, please. Let's sort this world
please.
Out.
I just need something. I could just be dropping it in my husband's tea. Like,
just daily dosages.
No stress.
Can't come and kill me.
Because it's like women put rat poison in husband's food. I'm like, it's understandable.
Yeah, I can see why. I'm not even mad. Don't get me wrong.
What did
the
husband do?
What did you do? He must have done something.
He asked for it.
Yeah.
He asked for it.
His fault.
Of course.
100%.
It's his fault. Yeah. But that's the end of our podcast where we've condoned everything but the right things. We've spoken about violence. We've spoken about the second coming. We've told women to poison their husbands.
Yeah.
This is the podcast to listen to if you just want to live haram lifestyle. Haram is back. We was holy for a good month, and we tried.
It's been up us.
We really sprinkled a bit of like.
I loved Isaac Hirsch's. It was really good.
It was such a nice thing.
Maybe should we do something for the first 10 days of the Hijjah?
We should, but that's a whole 10 days.
What do you mean? Oh, as in to do 10
consecutively.
Episodes. I'm free in summer. I mean, I haven't got a job right now, but I'm free summer. I could be here every day if I needed to. But I'm just saying, like, could we do like a really, really Muslim high on deen kind of thing? Let us know if you want us to do something like that.
Is this the most latest hadith for our outro? Because I'm not sure.
Sorry, I closed the laptop.
Did you add a new hadith or?
No, I didn't.
I don't know. I feel like this might be the hadith. If not, you know what? There's nothing wrong with being reminded twice.
Exactly.
So we're going to do our outro now.
I think it is. I don't remember reading it,
but I'm not 100% sure because I don't remember doing anything. Right, so outro, hadith. Hadith has moved to the outro. Debates have come back in. This is season 5.
You've forgotten about it, put it back in.
And as of now, I'm also going to be like, oh, we didn't even do an intro. This is Matute. You're listening to an episode of Matute podcast.
I think by now, if you don't know,
But I saw that you added like a couple sprinkles to the intro, so I was like, oh man.
Did I?
Yeah, so we're going to do the intro now as our outro. We're going to do it after the hadith, and then we're going to close, inshallah. Okay. I'm back to being Muslim again.
Bringing it back to Allah. But Allah, I feel like, if you take the hype from what we're saying, I think we're still saying something that's like...
I have not told you to do anything haram. And if you try to do anything haram off my basis, yeah, that's bun you, because you. I do not know you.
The other day I started making dua. I'm going to add this into my dua list, that like, when I get to the day of judgment, that if anyone tries to at me, goes back to sender. I'm like, I don't know you, I don't care for you. Everybody that tries to at me...
Is it syntax error? Like,
yes. Yeah.
This code is not complete.
Runtime error, for whatever. Like, no.
No, don't no, know you, don't know your mum, don't know your dad. So
everyone will be like, Tada, I'm going to try and take nope.
Nope.
Rejection.
Nope.
That's my new dua.
Nope. Who's Sauda?
Sorry. Until I get to Jannah, nope. I'm not checking for
and
no
then
one.
I'm like, hey, boo.
Oh my gosh, you're here. Hi. Yeah, no, can't lie. That's everybody. You,
if my grave is not smelling fruity, I'm airing everybody in the Day of Judgment. Just know it.
It's a bad mood on that day. It's because her grave wasn't ripe.
My grave wasn't ripe. If my grave is not fruit, that you will tell. Because you already know. Your grave will let you know where you're going.
Yeah.
If my grave was not fruity and spacious, I'll probably try to be doing thicker inside that grave. I'll be trying to like...
Straight out.
I'm not even bantering. I'm actually scared. I laugh when I'm
every
nervous.
Time I think about the grave, I feel a bit this way. Anyway, back to the podcast.
Hadith. Right. Do you want to read the hadith?
I shall.
We're outroing now, so...
Yeah. There should be need... Wait. Still here. Okay, there's no on authority of blah blah blah. Oh wait, there is.
Oh, then they might just be a new hadith then.
Wait, where is the hadith? Because here,
this is the hadith we used last time because it was the hadith that confused me. So, but it's fine. We can repeat it.
Where is the hadith though?
Here it says there should be neither harm.
That is the hadith. But what about on the authority of blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah. It says a Hassan hadith related by Ibn Majah. This is the hadith that confused me last time. I was like, where's the hadith? Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. There should be neither harm in darar or no reciprocating harm dirar. Hassan hadith related by Ibn Majah al Darqutni. Yeah, this name, because this name was that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And others as a Musnad hadith. It's also related by Malik in Al Muwatta in Musa from Amr bin Yahya from his father from the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon of Allah be upon him, believing Abu Sa'id from the chain, and it has other chains of narrations that strengthen one another. Cool.
Okay, so hello, you're listening to an episode of Matute the Spoken Podcast, brought to you by Brahma and John. You can catch us every Fridays on soundcloud.com/Matute Pod and on our website, brahmaandjohn.com. You can catch our reruns on Sundays on YouTube, accompanied with some visuals. As of now, I'm up to date on everything.
Alhamdulillah.
I'm your host, Nims.
And I'm Sauda, and we'll be debating a range of topics, sometimes sometimes arguing, sometimes just, you know, misbehaving a little bit, you know. Our goal is to provide a wholesome discussion, try and put ourselves in other people's shoes, and think outside the box, and provide and understand different views. Make sure you follow us on our social media and get involved in our discussions. We've actually got a standalone Instagram account, which is MentukPod, so MNTQPOD.
Yes.
On Instagram, so make sure you focus on that. Just get cheeky.
Everything. Yeah. Active. So we're currently doing a big push to get to 10k plays by the end of the year.
Inshallah.
Please do like, share, and subscribe. Support us by pushing our content far and wide, and that's really, 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 really important, guys. Because I'm tired of the Nims. I listen to your podcast. It's so funny. DMs.
Tweet it.
Push it.
Tweet it.
tweet it, write as
a
note.
Oh my gosh, are you doing a podcast? Screenshot that. Oh my gosh, yeah, well done.
Post it.
Bro, I didn't even know you listened.
Tag all your friends, then retweet.
Come, like, support energy. When I settled up, I've got a plan. I'm going to recruit people, like, can you support me with your chest? I want to see your support. Like, I know you support me, but support me louder.
I need it to be loud.
I want to hear it.
Tag people, push it in front of people's faces, like, print it out and just, like, carry a signboard.
Yeah.
Like, push it. Like, I really want us to hit 10K plays. Even before the end of the year. Like, I feel like that would be so sick. Sure, 10K plays, and I will actually throw a party.
Don't know.
In Jannah.
And then that pause is like, am I gonna throw a party?
I was like, considering, maybe. Nah. No, I'm joking. I will do something.
Inshallah.
So this has been Mentee Pod. Like, share, subscribe. Tune in.
Support the thing. Listen to us. Let us know what you think
replay
about
replay the
pod.
Old podcast. Tell us what went well. Tell us the topics you like.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what you appreciate, what you don't appreciate. We're just here, as you said, we're just trying to provide wholesome discussions and look at everything and think outside the box. None of the views we're saying
come from any, like,
place of malice or place of telling people to do anything, because after this podcast, we're just going to go back to trying to pay our bills. We're not about that life.
Bread,
don't try to recruit me for nothing, because I'll tell you straight, I'm not going.
Yeah, no.
I'm that person that will snitch. Tell the police where you're gonna be. So assalamu alaikum. See you on the flip side.
That was great. I-